Night Fury Legend by Peach Doxy. Read by Apple Sapling. Summary. A story Hiccup tells. It becomes part of the stories that Hiccup tells his grandchildren when he is too old and frail to make the journey anymore, when they gather around the fire to hear the stories of his childhood. There were dragons when I was a boy, and none so terrifying as the dreaded Night Fury. Never engage this dragon, our parents told us. Your only chance, hide and pray it does not find you. No one had ever seen the Night Fury and lived to tell the tale. That's how terrifying this dragon was. But there were signs, if you knew what to look out for, that the Night Fury was nearby. A shadow crossing your path when the night sky is clear. An extra wail in the sound of the wind that wasn't quite the wind. A flash of lightning in the distance, slightly too blue or too purple to be just from the storm. Night Fury, your grandparents would yell. Get down! For that was the safest choice if you thought the Night Fury was there. But that was long ago, so long ago, that it might be another life in another time. Beric made peace with the dragons, though not everyone was ready to welcome the dragons into our world. It was safer for all of us if the dragons returned to their ancestral home, what we call the Hidden World. When our parents were just children themselves, we would visit the entrance to the Hidden World just to check on our old friends. But the world of men has grown too big, and it is too dangerous to travel there any longer, lest those who wish to hurt the dragons find them. Just because we no longer visit the dragons, though, does not mean that they do not visit us. Some say that they've caught glimpses of him. Toothless, last of the Night Furies, the king of all dragons, watching over us here on Berk, to make sure his old friends are safe, and waiting until the time comes when dragons can return in peace. Now, I will not tell you if Toothless comes back to Berk, for that's his secret to keep. But there are signs, if you know what to look out for, that the Night Fury might be nearby. A shadow crossing your path when the night sky is near, an extra wail in the sound of the wind. It wasn't quite the wind. A flash of lightning in the distance, slightly too blue or too purple to be just from the storm. But you do not have to be afraid, like we were before we made peace with the dragons. You do not have to hide, and you do not have to yell, "Get down," anymore. Look up, and if he's there, the Night Fury will know you are a friend. Long after the dragons have faded into history, and no one is sure if they ever did exist, the legend is still told among the Berkians, and those who want to believe still remember the signs. They watch the shadows, the wind, the lightning, and look to the sky, hoping to let the Night Fury know they will guard his secret. This was recorded for Voice Team 2025 Snuggle Up Challenge, and I am currently recording from a blanket fort next to a burning fireplace, so I think it's quite fitting for this story, like the fireplace at least.